We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, guys? Welcome into the latest edition of the OBR Film Breakdown. Your host, Jake Burns. We are in the middle of a little bit of a weird spot because I am out of town traveling spring break for my son and wanted to get out and do something with him. So I'm on the move. If you've been paying attention to podcasts recently, obviously got with Jack Duffin on Sunday, late Sunday, to talk through the fine details of Jerry Jeudy's contract, which included that $28 million guaranteed number, not 41, which a lot of people presumed might be the case. So we went through that 15 minutes or so, pretty good detail about every little part of that contract as we know it. And then yesterday released it a day early with Andrew Spade talking NFL rule changes, largely because the NFL is going to vote on those. And that turned out to be a little bit more time sensitive than I thought. So if you missed those two episodes, go back and check them out. Today's mock, which is normally a Monday mock, is going to be Tuesday, as you know. So I welcome you in. Hope you're doing well. And we are going to go through and make a Browns mock draft happen without any trades, which it's the hardest thing to do in these simulators is just make the five selections that the Browns have. But that's what we're going to do here to give you an idea in case they don't move out of their pick at all and make their highest selection that they have made in 2 years, right? Haven't made a selection since Greg Newsom in the 50s. So time to do it. I think it's a good draft, good opportunity. So let's go through that exercise right now. So for this one, we are going to use the Pro Football Focus Simulator, which I think has a little more variation of player value, which largely based on their own grades, but some of the data or intel that they collect as well. But it's a little less consensus, so I think that's always fun. And you can tweak a little bit of like the positional value, randomness, team needs stuff to make it a unique experience almost every time you try to do it. So for this particular draft, sitting at 54, we saw a run on wide receivers. And I do think that you are going to see teams in this draft make a run on wide receivers at a certain point in the second round. It is definitely a pick your flavor type of scenario here where teams will have guys they think fit their system based on what their system needs. Do you need a slot guy? Do you need a move player like a Z type wide receiver, a flanker? Do you need a split end? Do you need an X, a boundary receiver who can go up and get it? We saw a run on three receivers before the guy we ultimately selected. So we saw Keon Coleman go pick 49, a good player out of Florida State, a 6'4 big body type that the Browns could be interested in if he's available. We saw Jermaine Burton go 52. So that's, again, a player a little under the radar, but I think teams are going to like a lot of what Jermaine Burton from Alabama brings to the table in again, specific offense types, and he's a pretty explosive player. And we've gone through the Jalen Polk thing from Washington as he was picked 53 to the Eagles as they try to get their third receiver into their system. So those are the receivers that went in front of us. Now, when it comes to the selection the Browns have, here's the top of the board. Ladd McConkey's here. And it's not crazy for me to say Ladd McConkey could be here. Again, it's a type thing. The production at Georgia wasn't crazy, right? There's some injury stuff on the profile. But ultimately, he's a great athlete with really good route nuance. And if you're looking to try to somehow recreate, find a version of Amari Cooper, he's very interesting. Others on the board that the Browns might be interested in, Adazia Isaac athletic edge out of Penn State. Jatavion Sanders, if the Browns wanted to get really serious about having two very functional tight ends. Undersized edge Jonah Ellis, who's got some upside because he's yet to turn 21, could see the Browns interested there. And then Ruka Ohoroho, the interior long, light, a little lighter, but one of the more interesting interior players from Clemson, all available. I do think, though, that the player that's at the top of the board for me by a pretty wide margin in this spot, and if you're available to take him, it has to be Ladd McConkey. So, you know, I understand, again, McConkey to me is a guy who I think some teams at the end of the first round will have pause for. I have a hard time envisioning him getting out into the 40s. But again, weirder things have happened where we have values on wide receivers and teams just want to fill other spots, and it works out that someone's available into the 50s you never thought would be available. So that's who we'll take at 54. We get up here at 85, a couple picks in front of us. Michael Pratt goes to the Rams, as they try to recreate an answer after Matt Stafford, right? They're trying to do everything they can to be in the right place to make that kind of decision. And then the pick right directly before us, the Steelers take Malachi Corley, which at this point the Browns visit with Malachi Corley if he's available and they're interested. They haven't taken a receiver yet. Could be an alignment there at 85. Obviously, some really good running backs will be at this spot. And if the Browns are hungry for that running back, this is a spot they could be interested. You're talking Jalen Wright, Tennessee, Bucky Irving out of Oregon, Trey Benson. You know I have a great affinity for Trey Benson out of Florida State. Jeremiah Trotter available, the linebacker out of Clemson. Very drawn to that long-term linebacker fit next to JOK. Renardo Green, the corner out of Florida State. Christian Mahogany, the guard out of Boston College. At this spot, you know, again, Jalen McMillan available out of Washington, who I think is a very underrated wide receiver getting lost in a deep class. We took wide receiver at 54. Obviously could flirt with a running back here at Trey Benson, but I'm really drawn to Jeremiah Trotter. Obviously an NFL legacy type, but the 6'2", 230, and again, incredibly smart player. I think when you watch him, the length, size, explosiveness stuff does show up on tape. I think he's got to get a little bit more clean with the read processing sort of stuff. But when the Browns put such an emphasis on coverage and cleaning up, you know, sort of cleaning up the run game as it happens in front of them, he's got some ability that I think they could be drawn to if he's sitting here at 85. So the measurables aren't the greatest, but I don't think, you know, the Browns' propensity to sort of draft JOK and those types, say maybe they're not looking at that, right, with the smaller arms and stuff like that, is the biggest deal of all here. Coverage stuff is really important to them. Obviously, being able to play a couple linebackers instead of having to pluck for a DB would be a great benefit for them. So I'm going to go Jeremiah Trotter, just 21 years old, good athlete. I like that pick at 85. We get up at pick 156, and the guy I was really interested in, Ben Sennett, because I want to really try to find another tight end that could function, goes pick 154. The Rams take him. Rams have back-to-back picks at the trade with the Steelers, so they take Javon Foster at 155. So we're up at 156. Options galore here. You know, at the top of the board, Christian Boyd, the defensive tackle out of Northern Iowa, available. Michael Barrett, the other Michigan linebacker, but we're good on linebacker. I'm drawn to Zach Zenter, the guard out of Michigan. I just think the Browns need to have I think you have to have sort of a succession plan at guard. You need a more prudent backup situation because Michael Dunn constantly dealing with the back issues. Akeem Adeniji, a guy that they didn't guarantee any money to. So those are things that I'm thinking about. You're always looking a year out. Zenter is very interesting right here. Malik Mustafa, the safety from Wake Forest, is interesting. Dylan Lobby, running back out of New Hampshire. Very interesting. Miles Murphy, defensive tackle out of North Carolina. Be drawn to having that conversation. And then among some others, you start talking about a few more running backs. But I think at this spot where I'm most comfortable going is Zach Zenter because I want a guy. Look, he's got limitations. I don't think that that's something we don't know from the testing, right? But I do think the power stuff is going to be a draw for the system they're going to put in place. Less lateral movement, more vertical movement off the line of scrimmage. And I think that, you know, his ability to do that, built sort of similar to Joel Bitonio, in my opinion. He's got a little bit of a problem with the lower body functionality is how I would call it. a below average athlete, but I don't think you have to necessarily have that in this system if you're going to have less pulling guards than we've traditionally seen. I think you're going to have these guys more in place a little bit, and I'm definitely drawn to the power side of the position than the ability to move as I have been in years past. So I think here at this spot, 156, wanting to get some sort of long-term potential solution at guard and have a better backup situation this year, I think Zach Zenter makes a ton of sense. So that's the route we will go. 156 guard out of Michigan. We're going to take a quick break, and sponsors are going to talk to you. We'll come back from when we make our last two picks. We'll be right back.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
We at the OBR are proud to once again be sponsored by Game Time Ticket Application. It is one of the best on the market. We're buying tickets to your favorite events. Shouldn't feel stressful, and they don't feel stressful. It's a quick and easy process to buy tickets for sports, music, comedy, anything you want for any event near you. Game Time has you covered. They have killer deals all throughout the process, including last minute tickets with the best price guarantee. You can stop stressing over the availability and price of those tickets and just start looking forward to your event. I know that's how it was for us. My wife really wanted some Justin Timberlake concerts for her birthday. I went to Game Time. Easy process. Lets you look at the seating map, figure out where you can sit, have the view from the seats. They showed some flash deals that were available to get the best price, and that price was guaranteed even for event cancellation, job loss protection, all the above. Great seats for the concert. Made me a hero in the household. I'm telling you guys, Game Time is the place for the last minute ticket deals, or even if you're planning way out in advance, they have deals going on all the time. Like I said, those exclusive flash deals for any game you care about, concert you care about, theater experience, whatever. You have that Game Time guarantee, which means you'll get that assurance for the best price available for those tickets. If you find a better seat, better price for less, they'll credit you 110% of the difference there, guys. That's important. So grab your Game Time tickets today. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use the code OBR for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account, redeem the code OBR for $20 off. Download that Game Time app today or go to gametime.co to take advantage of the last minute tickets you can find at the lowest price guaranteed. All right, so we're up in the 200s. You got two picks here in a draft that I don't think has great depth, and you're really just trying to see if there's an athlete you're drawn to, somebody you think has upside that maybe a lot of folks don't consider that way, or you're trying to get under contract because you see a special teams role, whatever. These picks are legitimate dart throws. So we're up at 206. Lions made Julian Peart, the tackle from Illinois. I would have been interested in their pick at 205. 206 has Javion Cohen, the guard out of Miami, interested there. Tanner Bordellini, the center out of Wisconsin, would be of interest a little bit. But having gone the way we went, we're running out of space for some of these offensive linemen on the roster. I think Johnny Dixon, the corner from Penn State, would be a potential project of interest for this group. Trey Taylor, the safety out of Air Force. Keith Randolph, the defensive tackle out of Illinois, is interesting. I continue to go back to one tight end I think is really fascinating to fit in this system. and that's Tanner McLaughlin. He's out of Arizona. He's put up some of the better tight end numbers we've seen out of an Arizona tight end since Rob Gronkowski. He's done some nice things. He tested pretty well, and he's on the younger side. So when I look at the potential options at 206, and I'm not trying to force a tight end selection here, but it's quite clear that the Browns have not done, you know, a ton of work here to replace Harrison Bryant. Is there somebody like McLaughlin who can be a move player for them, put him in different alignments, have him block different players, but also adept at getting out, catching the football in space? He's a little older, obviously a redshirt senior, 6'5", 240, so not the biggest body, but I am drawn to what he can do in space. He looks comfortable catching the football, and I think, again, if I'm adding a tight end, I want some versatility in that role. You could even look at, a little bit look at, you know, Trey Knox is available out of South Carolina, but I think I'd be a little more drawn to McLaughlin there at 206. Now, 243, you're talking about as big a dart throw as you will see. So you could see, hell, anything. A quarterback will be on the table. I mean, it's just genuinely, who's our highest graded player on the board? You know, do they like another swing at a safety out of Ohio State like a Josh Proctor? Do they like Cedric Johnson out of Mississippi, the edge? Right, there's some others, some Delmar Glaze out of Maryland. We've talked about him before. Zion Tupula Fatui out of Washington, the edge, right there. You know, they like Easton Gibbs, another linebacker. Is there a halfback, running back type that they're interested in? Where I end up going is a player that I think will get drafted higher than where he's listed. I could have taken Gabe Hall here, but I have a feeling Gabe Hall is going to be around four guy minimum. So I'm not going to take Gabe Hall, but I do think Miles Cole, the edge, a really big body and a really good athlete out of Texas Tech who just didn't produce, kind of stiff when it comes to making constructed pass moves, but there's just like a moldable piece of clay there in Miles Cole that I'm drawn to seeing if there's something you can do with that. And at pick 243, I mean, come on, you're looking for anything you can hang your hat on. So we go with Miles Cole, not an exciting pick. Again, you know, mocking picks for 206 and 243 are not going to get people very excited. You got to be really into the Browns draft to stick around this late into the depths of things to have these conversations. But that's who we go with. So we go Ladd McConkey, pick 54. He slid to pick 54. Pretty surprised. We'll take him there. Good value. Jeremiah Trotter, linebacker out of Clemson. And at that point, I'm feeling like I got two players that can make this roster and make it better right away. I think those two guys are interesting pieces. Although picks 54 and 85, not first-round players, those are two guys that you feel pretty good about upside-wise. Zach Zenter, the guard out of Michigan, we take it 156. You feel like has a shot here to be a really nice piece of a future of the Browns' offensive line at guard. You got a chance to play Tanner McLaughlin a little bit this year because of the versatility, the tight end out of Arizona. And then again, just a moldable piece of clay at 243 and Miles Cole out of Texas Tech. So I like it. Five picks. It's not fun. It's a really rough year. Browns have some of the least amount of draft capital of anybody going at it this year, but they haven't made a pick in the second round in a couple drafts. So I have a hard time locking in that they will move out of 54, but it remains quite likely if the right deal comes up, they are going to go back into the third round and then maybe gather another pick. But you're also weighing those late picks are worth less than they've been in recent years because of the depth issues of this draft. So that's what we have to kind of counteract when we're looking at trading down is, are you moving down for the sake of just moving down? And that costs you a chance at a player who could actually make a meaningful impact on your roster, right? Or are you making a move down with somebody in mind and you have a plan? The Browns have done a nice job the last 2 years. Martin Emerson, DeJuan Jones. But the teams that are doing this with less draft capital, I mean, and again, I'm looking at the Rams who have just made so many impactful draft selections happen with the limited draft capital and especially late draft capital, that's how they have survived. They made another run to the playoffs because of it. Can the Browns hit on two or three guys out of the five here? That's the giant question before they get back to having normal drafts in 2025. So it's going to be fun. We're going to do some more creative. Again, as I promise, as my weeks start to calm down a little bit into April, we'll have more people on, have more input, and then I'd love to have some people from other teams jump on to give you an idea of what they're thinking, especially the AFC North teams with their selection. So, listen, it's a Tuesday. It's not a Monday mock draft. A little weird Tuesday, but I hope to get back and record something Tuesday live from the vacation spot, try to get something recorded based on what's happened the last 2 days of Browns information, NFL news, whatever. So that'll be out for you Wednesday. And then we'll try to get back on a regular schedule. I'm going to New York on Wednesday, Thursday. So again, trying to find the right time frame to record some things. If it's not perfect this week, we're a little off on an episode or something. Apologies for that, but we'll do our best to get everything in place. And then from here and moving forward, it should be a bit more, you know, grounded and a bit more normal in terms of the recording schedule. So nonetheless, trying our best to get some content up for you. Hopefully you're liking it. Check out Sundays with Jack. Check out Yesterdays with Andrew. All good stuff. Thanks for hanging out, guys. You know I greatly appreciate any time you make this podcast a part of your day. Rate and review it if you can. I always say it, but it does help us so much, guys. I appreciate you very much. Have a fantastic Tuesday. Be well, and go Browns.